Hello and welcome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. It's time for our weekly rendezvous with Father Reginald Foster, better known as our popular Latin lover, to whom I publicly apologize. Why, you may wonder? Well, simply because at a moment when he had plenty of other things to do, I bullied him to come in to translate an address of Pope Paul VI to the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael Ramsay. The date was the 23rd of March, 1966, the place, the Sistine Chapel, and the language, well, Latin, of course. Just listen. Can you remember the meeting between Paul VI and Archbishop Ramsay?
I do remember those things.
On this occasion, the Archbishop of Canterbury spoke in English, but Pope Paul VI spoke in Latin, which he had a very peculiar brand of Latin, no?
Well, I mean, of his secretaries. 66, and I wasn't there, of course.
They met in the Sistine Chapel, right? How do you say Sistine Chapel in Latin?
Sacellum or Sacellum Sixtinum.
Why Sacellum?
Is it like a small sanctuary, chapel. That's what we say, Sacellum Sistinum.
Sixtinum,
XY.
Because I have the speech in Latin. And do you want to listen to it at all? He says, the world looks on. He says, mundus aspicit historia.
Aspicit.
Mundus aspicit historia memorabit.
The world looks on. History will remember or recall.
Renovas quidem egregium illud humanitatis officium.
You repeat, indeed, that outstanding sign of goodness.
Quod accessor tuus illustris et honorabilis, Godefridus Fischer, desideratissimum decessorem nostrum felicis recordationis Ioannem vigesimum tertium, est prosecutus.
By which your predecessor, the illustrious and honorable Gottfried Fischer, got it?
It's Jeffrey Fischer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you say Gottfried, you say Jeffrey, okay. Accompanied our most longed for predecessor of happy memory, John the 23rd.
Id agens quasi reficis pontem, abing non nulla saecula recissum.
Doing this, you, as it were, remake the bridge, cut down many centuries ago.
Quae ecclesia romana et cantuariensis inter se erant coniuncte.
By which the Roman Church and the Church of Canterbury had been joined among themselves. That makes sense as you're following there?
I'm following, not in English, I'm following in Italian. Because
oh,
I
don't
find
care.
An English text.
Pontem dicimus.
Pontem dicimus. We're talking about this bridge.
Quo vincula reverentiae, bone estimationis et caritatis significantur.
By the way, these are glorious words. We are talking about the bridge by which the bonds of reverence, of good esteem, and charity are designated.
Why are they so special, these words?
I mean, the whole idea is out of this world. If we just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up to that point.
Mm-hmm. And then I tried to pick, for our listeners, I tried to highlight some of the points that I find particularly significant or I find particularly poetic. For example, the next paragraph.
Te non in domum extraneam ingredi, set in domum quam semper vigente titulo etiam tuam potes appellare.
You should feel that you are entering not a foreign house, but into a house which you are always able to call even your own Vigente titulo was a flourishing title.
Gaudemus sianum tibi aperire.
We are happy to open the door for you.
What is the door?
Januam.
Januam.
Janitor.
That's where janitor comes from.
Well, certainly. What do you expect?
Et cum ea animum pandere nostrum.
The doors of our heart.
Well, okay. And with that door, to expand our own spirit.
Let amor enim et honore officimur.
Hey, this is out of this world. And honore ad hanc temporis opportunitatem verba sancti Pauli transferences, secundum quae te accipimus. We are happy, and we are filled with honor. Transferring to this opportunity of time the words of St. Paul, according to which we take you in. Non ut hospitem et advenam. Huh? Not as a guest and a stranger. Sed ut civem sanctorum et domesticum Dei. But as a citizen of the saints.
And the family of God.
And a household man of God. Gregorius Magnus et Sanctus Augustinus, Ceritus certe intuentur et benedico. Isn't that glorious?
And looking down from the sky.
St. Gregory the Great and St. Augustine, certainly from heaven, are looking on and are blessing.
That's beautiful.
Well, certainly it is. We've lost everything.
Mm-hmm. Then, skipping a line or so, Paul the Sixth says that he touches on the more dramatic past, no?
Yeah, you have Felix here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this goes with something else.
Mm-hmm. Maybe from here, Penn.
I know.
Here, from there.
This is a happy time.
In Latin, what does it say?
Atque Felix.
Atque Felix.
Si de preterita etate, diuturna et luctuosa recogitamus, cui id ut propositum est finem imponit.
If we are thinking over about past time, long and lamentable, to which that, as has been proposed, now places an end. He's talking about when went ahead this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Got the idea?
The historical moment.
Certainly. De inde momenti vide consideramus. We all together there?
Mm-hmm.
Then we consider the public importance. Quod hoc exemplum concordiae bene procedentes et hoc propositum mutuae opere. In re et usiver santis ad pacem inter nationes in mundo stabiliendam et ad Christianam inter homines proveendam fraternitatem possunt habere. The importance which this example of well progressing agreement and this ideal of mutual cooperation. Versantis is interesting. Finding itself in concrete reality and use.
Pragmatic.
Huh?
Pragmatic.
Okay, that's all right. But we can't say that. We can't talk that way in Latin. Are able to have for promoting, I see, for promoting peace among the nations. No, for stabilizing peace among the nations in the world and for promoting Christian fraternity among all people.
In the next paragraph, Paul VI goes on to speak about the ecumenical value of the meeting.
Occurrit praeterea momentum ecumenicum.
He says, furthermore, there comes to mind the ecumenical importance huius congressionis of this meeting.
Huius congressionis. Non latent nos questiones graves et implicate quae exea oriuntur et quae ut in presenti solvantur non pertinet ad illam.
They do not escape us, namely, serious and complicated questions which come out of this meeting, you see, and which, in order that they may be solved in the present moment, doesn't belong to this meeting. We can solve this today. Sed nemite exhibentur, ut res primare nuce ponantur quae sunt semper quidem valde difficiles. But the same questions are presented in such a way that the primary questions are placed in clear light, which are indeed always very difficult. Does that make sense there? Are you following?
Yeah.
Et quae sic proferuntur, and which are expressed in such a way, ut simul in aurum studium incumbamus, so that together we dedicate ourselves to the study of these questions. De iisque meditemur, iam sine ulla simultate. It's a very interesting word. I know who the Latinist was. It was Hamiletus Tondini, my father in the office. When he got sick, I took his job. Writes beautiful Latin. That we meditate about them without any rancor, simultate, without any dissent. Quam humanus superbia parit, which human
pride
produces, et sine ulla suspicion in communo terreni, and without any suspicion of earthly gain, and that we do this according to the words of Christ and with the help of the Holy Spirit.
The last words, which you don't have there, he says, exultemus et latemur in ea.
Exultemus et latemur in ea.
Let us rejoice and be happy in it.
A huge thank you there to our popular Latin lover, his Carmelite father, Reginald Foster, and he's the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.